Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what are maybe one or two words that describe what a coach is feeling here these last 20 hours or so?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of different emotions, and but there's still there's a lot of enthusiasm, there's excitement. You know, you love the game, and you love these kind of games, and it's an elimination game for us, but it does, you know, you have a good feeling. You have confidence in your group, and this is just, you know, these are some of the things you go through.
What's the one kind of common trait that you want your players to have? Is it confidence?
Well, I think so. I mean, you always want confidence, Brian. You want confidence in everything you do. But, I mean, the bottom line is you got to perform, too. And, you know, do you perform with confidence, or do you perform because it's just something you've done your whole life? But you got to perform, and your back's against the wall. And but conversely, it's there's a fine line, and it's definitely a winnable game, and let's just go do the things necessary to win the game.
Hockey is a game of turnovers, and there's a handful of different types of turnovers. One of them aggressive, another one might be physical, where you just don't get enough on a pass, or maybe a fan on it. Another type is a mental mistake and a mental turnover. How would you grade some of those last night, especially the costly ones?
Well, I mean, that's what happens. They're magnified this time of year, and you know, you just have to remember. And but it's hard. It's just it's a hard message to sell sometimes. But you got to make a play. But sometimes the opportunity of making a play is not there. So if there's no opportunity there, you can't make the play. So what is making the play? Sometimes making the plays is getting a puck out, getting a puck deep, those types of things.
Is an aggressive turnover one of the easiest kinds for a coach to accept?
Well, I mean, it all depends on how you want to define an aggressive turnover. You know, the bottom line is you want to make sure, again, that there's an understanding of the situation. And that, to me, it's not an aggressive turnover. That's situational turnovers. I probably would define it more, Schultze. And, you got to know the situation. You got to know where you're at in the game. You got to know where you're at on the ice. You got to know your ability of you know, your percentage of making a play. All those types of things. Like anything, if you both blue lines, you better watch yourself. Like you better be darn sure that the play you make is going to be a good play, because it could be very costly right around each blue line.
That's two games now in your last three where you have not had a power play opportunity, especially when you're at 25% of the power play, and especially as low scoring as playoff games are. You need your power play out on the ice, don't you?
Well, yeah, and so do they, though. So, I mean, it was a situation last night where, again, it was a 5-on-5 game, but it wasn't like they had an advantage over us. But no question, it was kind of odd to have two of the last three games to be zero, Schultze. I think you asked me this question after the Friday night game against St. Thomas. Have I ever had a game with two? Maybe you did. Maybe Wentz asked me. Maybe you asked me. It doesn't matter. But, like, I can't remember a game where I've had – you know, I guarantee I've coached a game where there's been, you know, no power plays for both teams, but two of the last three games is really odd.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, these are called the Mason Cup playoffs. I knew a little bit about Ron Mason, you know, namely 30-some years as a head coach and 924 wins. Those are staggering numbers. Have you ever had, you know, meaningful encounters with him over the years? I mean, he passed away, 6 years ago, but have you run across him? And
yeah.
Any stories to share?
No, I don't know him that well, Schultze. So, did I talk with Ron? Absolutely, in a group. I never talked to him one-on-one. I didn't know him. Obviously, group of head coaches, for sure I talked. I've been around him and in the coaches' convention, but I don't know him like the Minnesota coaches. So, he was a big part of the CCHA, the evolution of the league. He was there in Bowling Green. He was in Lake Superior State. He started in the NAIA days against Coach, and then he went to Bowling Green when they went Division One, and he got them in the CCHA. Well, then he went to Michigan State, and they were in the WCHA, and he was he was a catalyst for bringing Michigan, Notre Dame, Michigan State. I think it was those three teams into the CCHA in the early 80s. So he wanted to make it more of a bus league and more of a tighter geographic footprint. So that's why we have the Mason Cup, is because everything he's, you know, not only what he's done in hockey, but what he did for the CCHA.
He's certainly on the Mount Rushmore of college hockey coaches, isn't he?
Absolutely. No, yeah. You're no question, Schultze.
Last night I had asked you, you know, about the importance of secondary scoring. Turns out the game winner was scored last night by Braden Krieger. It was his first career goal. you know, in college basketball this time of year, you're down to 7, 8, maybe 9 guys that are going to play. College hockey, you need all 20 to contribute and be successful. Isn't that what makes college hockey great?
Well, exactly, Schulze. And last night, their goals, a third liner and a fourth liner got their goals last night. So you're spot on.
Where do you need to be better tonight?
I think we need to be, I think we need to stay on pucks a little better. I think we need to be a little more aggressive. We want to be more aggressive. We want to be more aggressive on the forecheck. We want to be more aggressive in front of the net. We want to pressure the puck more. We want to, you know, that's what we want, because we feel, again, it could be advantageous for us. And, you know, hopefully we'll have that kind of jam.
I realize every situation is going to be different, but generally speaking, do you coach more aggressively? Do you take a few more risks, a few more gambles in an elimination game?
No, I mean, you just play the same way. I mean, you just got to play the same way. The biggest thing is when you take your chance, you know, what's the score, you know, after two? You know, what's the score in the third? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we just want to get to game three, Schulze. So, no, I mean, last night it was a, I mean, they made one more play than us. So, I mean, we could have easily won that game as well. So it's not like you really change your game plan. You can't do that. As a matter of fact, you got to stick with your plan.
Just a couple of minutes away from you giving your final words of advice to your team. What are going to be the cliff notes of what that message is going to be?
Well, again, we really talked about it this morning in our meeting, and it's just, again, it's a lot of desperation, and you know, keep your shift short. Let's make sure, again, that we have our gas tank is 3/4 to 7/8 full all the time, minimum. You know, we want a full tank, but if not, 7/8.